Sur la cinquième corde, votre prescription mensuelle de musique bluegrass. Bonjour et ravi de vous retrouver pour ce qui sera malheureusement notre avant-dernière consultation. Simon Martin à son tableau de bord et moi-même, Robert Giroux, l'œil fixé sur la ligne bleue des Appalaches, vous souhaitons la bienvenue à toutes et à tous. Le kaléidoscope. Invention du tout début du 19e siècle. Le mot vient du grec. C'est une contraction de trois mots, kalos, beau, eidos, l'aspect, et scopein, regardez. Nous allons donc considérer les mille facettes de cette musique, en éparpillant soigneusement les morceaux comme autant de pièces d'un puzzle que l'on prendra soin de ne surtout pas recomposer. Old time music, blues, string band, ballade appalachienne, parlor music, air de fiddle et banjo pour danser, Ballade des îles britanniques, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, jetons tout cela en vrac dans le fond de notre lunette magique pour le seul plaisir de les y voir briller et se confondre. Quant à nous, mettons-nous en route sans plus tarder.
There's a cold wind from Alberta that carries me on down. From Green Bay to the Port Shore, this rig is homeward bound. Nothing's gonna stop me from that boy of mine. It's pedal to the metal and riding that red line. 40 tons of iron, 16 hours to go. 18 wheels to take me to the one that I love so. I know he's waiting for me and looking mighty fine. It's pedal to the metal and riding that red line. Nightbird on the wing and sailing free. The morning light will bring him, I can see him in the view. My hauling days are over, this run is nearly through. 40 tons of iron, 16 hours to go. 18 wheels to take me to the one that I love so. I know he's waiting for me and looking mighty fine. It's pedal to the metal and riding that red line.
Comment doit-on chanter? Y a-t-il en cela de bonnes manières, une sorte de bienséance du chant? Il paraît qu'il y a un bien chanté, on le dit même en italien. Mais tout cela est un peu loin de la musique bluegrass. Ici, on laisse entrer les gens simples et on les laisse faire à leur guise. Tina Greer, tante du grand Doc Watson, nous chantera « One Morning in May », ballade élisabéthaine qui a su allègrement traverser les siècles et l'océan pour aller voir en Amérique si elle y était. Elle est ici enregistrée chez elle, crûment, simplement. Elle sera suivie de Michael Cleveland en duo avec Tom Adams, fiddle et banjo, soit un couple vieux comme l'Amérique, que ces deux musiciens exceptionnels vont exposer à l'énergie et à l'enthousiasme du 21e siècle débutant.
One morning, in May, I spied a fair couple come walking this way. And one was a lady so fair, the other a soldier, a brave volunteer. Together, together, this couple did go to the banks of Wall Island where the deep waters flow. They sit down together at the cool of the spring to see the Wall Island hear the nightingale sing. They had not been there but an hour or two when out of his bosom his violet he drew. He touched one string, how his violet did ring, to see the Wall Islands hear the nightingale sing. Kind soldier, won't you marry to me? Oh, no, my fair maiden, that never can be. I'm married in Arkansas, and children have three. And it's prettier, little woman, as you ever did see. I'll go back to Arkansas and stay there 1 year in the state of my country where the drinks are so dear. And when I return, it will be in the spring to see the Wall Islands hear the nightingale sing.
Did you think that was enough of that song?
Yeah,
il serait de la dernière indélicatesse de ne pas citer ici The Bluegrass Connection, éminent groupe français de bluegrass du milieu des années 70. Je salue donc messieurs Hervé de Sainte-Foy, contrebassiste, Mick Larry, mandoliniste, Gilbert Caranac, dobroïste, Eric Christie, guitariste et aujourd'hui auteur de romans policiers et scénariste de télévision, à qui l'on doit entre autres une solide biographie filmée et fictionnée de Georges Brassens. Et Jean-Marie Redon, banjoiste, toujours très actif musicalement et pédagogiquement. Il est l'auteur avec Bill Case du récent et excellentissime Banjo pour les nuls. Malheureusement, je ne possède pas leurs disques, qui sont très difficiles à trouver. Aussi, je ne pourrai pas vous les faire entendre. Je le regrette et leur dédie le morceau suivant, That High Lonesome Sound par Peter Rowan and the Nashville Bluegrass Band, chanson célébrant Bill Monroe, dont le Bluegrass Connection avait croisé la route il y a quelques années de cela.
the boogie-woogie while I'm kissing cousin Do-si-do until the break of dawn. Y'all come to one another just to do a little picking. Everybody now gather round. The campfire's burning in the night. My heart is yearning for the sight of the old campground. And that high, lonesome sound. When that evening sun goes down, we're gonna dance right off the ground. When I hear a fiddle play that high lonesome sound, yeah, come on over, baby. Now we're sure we're gonna have some fun enjoying the country view. Toe tap and syncopated music playing loud, and the girls are looking mighty pretty too. Get old Grandpappy, he's feeling kind of snappy. It seems like it just don't care. He's over 93, he's as spry as you or me, just dancing to the music in the air. It's that high, lonesome sound. When that evening sun goes down, I'm gonna dance right off the ground. When I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound.
Red wall ends, lives an old miner with no family or friends. In the canyon is his home, a cabin built from stones. There he's living out his life till he's only dust and bones. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, a fiddle and a song, river flowing strong. Cliffs high and steep, and the canyon is deep. As a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. From eastern Tennessee, he rode to Santa Fe. From Arizona, 2,000 miles away. From the station to the rim, he walked out in the snow. Built a trail into the canyon and a copper mine below. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, a fiddle and a song, river flowing strong. Cliffs high and steep, and the canyon is deep. As a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. Old frozen hands fumble for a match. till the lantern flickers and the wood fire starts to catch. And a cold lonesome wind blows a song in the air. His voice echoes in the canyon, but there's no one can hear. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, a fiddle and a song, the river flowing strong. Cliffs high and steep, and the canyon is deep, as a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. Where the trail winds from the rim, the cabin walls have crumbled and the mine is all caved in. In the canyon was his home, a cabin built from stones. There you find him still today, though it's only dust and bones. Only two mules and a few miner's tools, a fiddle and a song, a river flowing strong. High and steep, and the canyon is deep, as a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long. Cliffs high and steep, and the canyon is deep, as a hermit's life is lonesome and a miner's day is long.
Henrik Ibsen, le grand dramaturge norvégien, écrivait ceci dans l'un de ses poèmes. Et sur la corde vibrante erre l'âme divine. Je crois bien qu'Alison Krauss, ici, ne chante pas autre chose.
Out on the hills of glory land, so happy and free at God's right hand, they tell of a place of marvelous grace on heaven's bright shore. Pilgrims on trusting in him who died for sin and rose from the grave. On heaven's bright shore,
on heaven's bright shore,
there's gonna be no more night
over there.
Not one little grave,
not one little grave
in all that fair land,
that wonderful land.
Someone on the other side, welcoming me to that fair land made perfect by love. When I woke up the milky white way, I'll see that homecoming in a ray. How great it must be
for land.
Je me souviens d'un tableau d'Edward Hopper, vu à Londres dans une rétrospective de son œuvre. On peut dire, sans être ronflant ou pédant, qu'Hopper a été un des grands maîtres de la lumière en peinture. On peut même dire ça dans une émission sur le Bluegrass. Le tableau en question s'appelait « Dans la maison du puritain ». Pour ce qui nous concerne, il aurait pu tout aussi bien s'appeler « Dans la maison du puriste ». La maison y était haute, immense, splendide et posée dans un paysage somptueux. Mais voilà, toutes ces fenêtres étaient creuses, noires, vides, elles n'ouvraient sur rien. Nous laisserons donc venir à nous un peu de lumière, si vous le voulez bien, avec Alison Brown tout d'abord, qui nous joue son Rebels Bolero au banjo, puis Nickel Creek, The Fox.
He prayed for the moon to give him light, for it many a mile to go that night before he reached a town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, many a mile to go that night before he reached a town. Oh, he ran till he came to the farmer's pen. The ducks and the geese were kept therein. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh. By the neck, he threw a duck across his back, and he didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh, he didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh. Well, the old gray woman jumped out of bed, out of the window she popped her head, crying, John, John, the great goose is gone, the fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, down, oh, John, John,
the great goose is gone and the fox is on the town. Oh. Till I came to his nice warm den, and there were the little ones, 8, 9, 10, saying, Daddy, Daddy, better go back again. It must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh, Daddy, Daddy, go back again, for it must be a mighty fine town, oh. The fox and his wife, without any strife, they cut up the goose with a fork and a knife, and they never had such a supper in their life, and the little bones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh, they never had such a supper in their life, and the little bones chewed on the bones.
J'entends comme la sonnerie de la récréation dans le couloir. Je dois déjà vous quitter. J'espère que ce moment passé ensemble vous aura diverti. C'est en tout cas sa seule prétention. Simon Martin, toujours impérial à la technique, et moi-même vous disons à très bientôt sur la cinquième corde. Merci mille fois de votre écoute et rendez-vous le mois prochain pour notre dernière de la saison, hélas. Que ce printemps vous apporte joie et lumière en abondance. Au revoir.